There's my Mickey Mouse socks for the day. Hey guys, Rick Duran here from Agency Elite. This is gonna be my first live video that I've made and gonna be my first post. So hopefully you guys will like it, all right? So I'm gonna tell you guys my story about how I went from being an overworked insurance agent to an overpaid one. And you guys are gonna see basically from day one to now. So let me tell you first how I got into insurance. So graduating from college, interviewing for different places. I was an athlete. I played volleyball in college. Once I graduated, I had worked some with family that had insurance businesses, and I had worked with them on and off part-time. And for really basically high school to college, I had done that. It was never really kind of what I wanted to do, but as a college kid, I graduated. I go in there and I'm like, okay, got to get a job. I interview, and I got contacted by a recruiter, like most of you probably, if not some of you guys, have gone through that route. And first thing I do is I call my family. I say, hey, this is what they're offering me. What do you think? And like every good family member, they hired me at a low paying amount, and I went to work for them. So worked in an office for a year, then for another 6 months to a year. And in those 2 years, I was a team member. I learned a lot of different ways to do things. But was working really, really, really hard. And then finally, I decided to open my office. And basically, here's kind of where everything gets together. So being an overworked insurance agent, I was trying to basically work 7 days a week when I first started the office. I worked long hours. I opened Sundays. I opened Saturdays. And I was writing pretty much all the policies in the office. And my goal was to make more money. But I didn't want to sacrifice all my time. And the reason I wanted to make money and the reason I wanted to be successful so I wouldn't fail. And I wouldn't let my single mom and my grandma that were at home down. You know, I wanted to support them. I wanted to take care of them. So that was my biggest thing. So because I wanted to support my mom so she wouldn't have to work three jobs and I could enjoy my career and have a better work and life balance, those were my desires. That's why I was doing what I was doing, why I was working so hard, why I was pushing myself. And a lot of people that I've met told me I was crazy. You're opening on Sundays, you're opening on Saturdays. And my hours were crazy. My hours were Monday through Friday, 9 to 8, Saturdays, 9 to 5, and Sundays, 10 to two. I literally had no days off. So my whole goal was I can't fail. I can't let my mom down. She can't keep working three jobs. I got to make this work. And The struggles that I was having was, you know, I needed to find the right customers, I needed to find the right team, and if I wasn't able to do that, and since I wasn't able to do that in my first couple of years, I really wasn't able to support my single mom, and she still had to keep on working, and then let alone that, I couldn't even enjoy my career that I was in. I couldn't enjoy, you know, being an insurance agent. It was just a hassle. I didn't have the work and life balance. I didn't have what I want. So to me, that was a big deal. Now, to make things worse, what ended up happening was my mother started developing a lot of health issues. And I'm watching her, and she's going through all the health issues. And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh my gosh, I basically felt worse about the situation because I knew my mom was doing everything to support me. And I honestly felt like a failure, like a son. Like I felt like I was letting her down. She's working her jobs. I'm like every other kid, just kind of working, doing their thing. And then the parents are just kind of left struggling, doing that, you know, and I didn't want to be that person. So, you know, eventually I kept on working, trying to work 7 days a week and trying to get it done. And then I basically hit a wall. And the problem was that I began to have my own health issues and burning myself out. I really couldn't get it done. So basically, my 7 day work weeks and my long hours and, you know, all that and me writing all the policies, they weren't any longer making me any money. And because of that, I started cutting down hours. I had to, you know, I had to stop a lot of things. And basically, I killed my top team member, which was me. So I was the most important one there. Then what happened next was kind of what was crazy. I heard about this. I went to a meeting and they're talking and I hear somebody talk on stage and I hear them mention a name and I'm like, oh man, that's one of the top insurance agents in the country. I think they were number one at the time. And I'm like, I got to go to that class. So I'm doing research. I call the guy up. I talk on the phone. I'm like, hey, who, you went to this class? I know you mentioned the name, you know, and he wasn't endorsing him or anything, but I'm like, who is this guy? You know, I found everything about him. And then I called up the agent and I'm like, hey, how much is it? And he says $2,000. And I'm, oh, at this point, I'm like, all right, I got no money. I didn't have that money, but I went to it. I committed. I wrote the check. I asked a couple of my buddies to come down with me. Some of them didn't want to spend the money. Some of them didn't have the money. Some of them committed and backed out last minute because of last, you know, certain situation. So I ended up going with two buddies, and we drove. We rented a car, drove down to Virginia, and we attend this class. So at the time, he was, I think, ranked the number one at the moment, and what happened is we saw that at that class. We learned, and I learned the different pieces that work together to run an agency. And now it was pretty crystal clear to me what I needed to do to become a great, great insurance agency. So basically the whole package, the whole deal, because of that, I basically started seeing my agency grow again. And we were growing, we were writing more premium. I also learned right away, and if you haven't figured this out yet, that if you try to do everything on your own, it's never going to be the permanent solution. As much as you love to do it, as much as you want to have control, as much as you're on top of everything and, you know, micromanaging, macromanaging, you know, you don't want to let them do this. You want to, you know, if you're still doing your premium fund account, things like that, like it's never going to be the permanent solution. It just doesn't work. So the solution was, I needed to start building systems. You got to start building systems instead. Like that was the answer. Like you got to build systems. So what I started doing is I started attending tons of training, tons of classes, and I basically mastered the best systems from the best insurance agents all over the country. I'm talking about West Coast to East Coast. I went to them. I attended them. I went to study groups, classes, workshops, consulting classes. Every single meeting that was offered, I was there. Any single speaker that was going to come, I was there. So I basically compiled every incredible system. And then what happened after that was the best part. I started making more money and getting all my time back, all of it, all of it. So I use my money. And this is a philosophy that I'll teach later on about, you know, using the word spending money because it doesn't make sense to me, but I'll do it in a future class. But I got my time back. Now, suddenly, I'm one of the top insurance agents in the country now. I'm managing the office with systems, and I'm not doing it all by myself. So it's not just me working on it. It's my whole team. I'm managing it. I'm the CEO, I'm the president, and we're one of the top insurance offices. So just think about it. We went from being a pretty good office where I'm doing pretty much everything, literally everything, and I have a couple of team members that I'm training, that I'm trying to get on board, you know, I'm trying to teach them different things, to one of the top insurance agencies in the country with an incredible team. I mean, it was just unbelievable. So basically, that's when I realized that the secret to not having to work 7-day weeks and not writing all the policies and not working long hours was systems. So systems is the key. There's nothing else that will take over that part of it. So you can be a great leader, you can, you know, be a marketing wizard, but if you don't have systems for every area, you're not going to be able to do it. So my plan after that was basically to start creating systems for every area of my agency that had an impact on the most two important things: sales and retention. So I, in my office, we call it selling and saving. Those are the two most important things that we do in our office. So I started creating systems and identifying which aspects of the business needed one. So some of them already had a system, some of them had no system. So I started identifying that, but we didn't stop there. So when we started creating the systems for, then we started creating the systems for new team members and current team members. So it was a little different, but we wanted to make sure that it worked. And then once we did that for our team members inside in our office, then after that we created the systems for customers and prospects so we could apply it to them. So that was another big thing there as well. Now, there was still a problem though. So every time that we created a system, it took my office probably about 4 to 6 months. I would say 4 to 6 months sounds about right to train my team on every part of it. So even a new team member, a tenured team member didn't matter. So, and then when we had a new team member, the problem was that either myself or another one of my team members had to actually train them and teach them everything and on every system. And here's the biggest problem. Even after they applied it for a short period of time, what ended up happening is they would stop doing it. And about probably 80 to 90% of the systems that they were taught or I taught them just kind of went in one ear and out the other. And then we're kind of like going back to our old ways, using our old habits. And that didn't really work out. So they were only using maybe like 10, 15, 20% of the systems. And usually it wasn't like the important ones. It was the ones that were easy to remember that didn't really bring in a lot of revenue or increase retention. It was usually kind of the ones that you should be doing regardless, right? So that's what bothered me the most. And on average, my agency just wasn't growing at all. And it was probably costing me anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 to train a team member and get them up and running. I mean, it was crazy. So eventually I ended up getting so frustrated, so just fed up that I'm like, I can't keep on doing this. I got the system, I'm going to the classes, all the information's in here. I have it written down. I'm trying to teach it to my team. I'm teaching it to them. They know it, they get it. But then a week later, a month later, 2 months later, they stop getting it. Or I spent 4 to 6 months training somebody on it and going through the whole thing and going through every different system. And then a couple months later, they're only doing 10, 20% of it. The other 80%, they're like, oh yeah, I don't remember. I forgot, blah, blah, blah. The whole excuses, right? So, and I'm thinking here, I'm like, okay. So what do I do? There's got to be something that I can do. There's got to be something that I can implement, something that. So after that, I decided to create a system. So another system, right? So a system for how I could apply these systems that I had learned and have my team do it. And how can I make it really easy for me to train my team and grow my office and build a successful office? And I basically originally it was called Level Up. So I started Level Up. So that's how Level Up came to be. The whole idea behind it was, how do I get to the next level? How do I keep advancing? How do I go from level one to level two to level three to exotic to all the different levels that a business can offer, that an opportunity can offer. So I'm thinking, and fast forward now, we changed the name to Agency Elite because that's really says it all about insurance agencies and what we do as an office and what we want other offices to be. We want them to be elite. We want them to be the best. So basically, I thought if we could create something that would make it possible to build a top performing agency and really train a team in 30 days. So not 6 months, not 90 days, not a year, not 10 years, no, but 30 days. If I could create something that in 30 days we could build a top performing office, so basically transform it into an office that's performing at a high level that over time is going to just grow, 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 grow. And on top of that, train a team, which is, I would argue, one of the most important things in agency, I'd be really happy. If I could do that, I'd be really happy. So that's where my 24-month process came to be. So after 24 months of creating playbooks and bringing literally every system that I had ever created, I was bringing them to life. So that's how Level Up, now Agency Elite, came to be, because it needed to be done. It needed to be done. Now here's what I can do. I can pretty much take any agency, any one of them. So it doesn't matter the level, doesn't matter the stage, doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter what product you're selling, and in 30 days, transform it into an office, into an agency that's going to be performing at the highest levels. And it's going to grow faster than most offices. I promise you that. So it's going to grow, it's going to develop, it's going to be just achieving things you would have never imagined. And what happens then, what happened after that is we started letting other insurance agents see Level Up, and I taught him Level Up, and I showed him, hey, this is exactly how I do it. These are the systems that I have for this, for this, for this, for this, for this, for this. Let me tell you guys something. within 5 years, So that I've been doing the office, and I've been having the success that I've had. We took our agency from a good agency. I would say we were pretty good, just because I mean, 7 days a week, 9 to 8, Saturdays 9 to 5, Sundays 10 to 2. I mean, I was putting in the time, the work, everything. So we were pretty decent. We wrote about $50,000 in premium a month. So some of you guys can kind of use that for your calculations. We went from that to an agency growing close to $170,000 in premium. $170,000 in premium, which a month, by the way, and that's over $2 million in premium per year. $2 million. So how many of you guys would love to hit those numbers? So on top of that, we also created my office. We've been able to create multiple 100 app producers. So everybody wants a team member, a producer in their office that's able to write 100 apps. I mean, I talk to agents all the time. They're writing 20, 30, 50 is a goal. And guess what? That was my goals before too. I had them. I was writing 30, 40, 50. I'm like, oh, this is pretty good, right? 100 app producers, right? So I call that the Century Club. And we cut our training time down to go live. So I call it training time to go live to 30 days. So a lot of people have a 90-day onboarding and 6 months. Ours is 30 days. Boom, boom, boom. 30 days, you're in, you're live, you go. So all that sped up the process. And for existing team members, like current team members, any new system that I implemented, it was one day. One day. And one day, we sit down, we revise, we go over everything, we show them the system, it's implemented, it's documented, it's in our system, it's in our playbook, it's done, it's applied. It's not going to be forgotten. They're not going to only retain 10% of it, 20%. They're going to retain 90, 95% of it. And then that's when the meetings come into play to constantly reinforce all the systems we have. So bottom line, our playbooks and systems transformed our agency. And the many that we've coached over time about our system, we've turned them into agency machines that sell more, they write more, and they do more. That's the bottom line. So guys, for me, the biggest thing after creating Agency Elite was just what it did for me. So not only, I'm gonna be very sincere with you guys. Not only was I able to help my mom retire, so no more working. She didn't have to do her three jobs anymore, so which was amazing. And then I bought them their first house. So my mom and my grandma, my single mom and my grandma, I bought them their first house. For me, that's huge. Huge, huge, huge. So all those things for me meant the world. So living in an apartment, 25, 26 years, you know, 1-2 bedrooms with family, with things like that, you know. So for me, it was a big deal. I've also been able to stop overworking myself, because now I can apply fast systems. They're easy to do. My health came back, so I'm going to the gym more. I have time more. I'm healthy. I'm not, you know, struggling with different health issues like I was when I was burning myself out and overworking myself. And in the end, what this really means is I'm able to spend more time with my family, my loved ones. I'm able to focus on my agency's long-term goals and, you know, what we want to strive for. You know, we want to be number one every year, year in and year out. We want to impact the industry. We want to be an example of excellence. And most importantly, for my team, which I love them, and you guys, you got to cherish your team, because they're all superstars. They're all rock stars. So I was able to have a great team that is never overworked and is always overpaid. So guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for attending. If you were watching it live, if you're gonna watching a, you know, replay on it, guys, listen, Agency Elite is the real deal. I've lived it, I've worked it, I've gone through the mistakes, the errors, the overworking, the long hours, everything. And I created this for you guys, so that way you guys can take this and apply to your business and transform your agency. I'm looking forward to working with you guys. I'm looking forward to posting a lot for you guys and having this message out there so you guys can hear it. And thank you for your support. Thank you so much, Agency Elite, guys.